During the winter when Sally was 12 and Jillian almost 11, they learned that sometimes the most dangerous thing of all in matters of love was to be granted your heart's desire. That was the winter when a young woman who worked in the drugstore came to see the aunts. For days the temperature had been dropping. The engine of the aunts' Ford station wagon sputtered and refused to turn over, and the tires were frozen to the concrete floor of the garage. Mice wouldn't venture out from the warmth of the bedroom walls. Swans in the park picked at icy weeds, and still they went hungry. The season was so cold and the sky so heartless and purple, it made young girls shiver just to look upward. The customer who arrived one dark evening wasn't pretty, but she was known for her kindness and sweet disposition. She delivered holiday meals to the elderly and sang in a choir with a voice like an angel's, and always put an extra squirt of syrup in the glass when children ordered vanilla cokes at the soda fountain. But when she arrived at twilight, this plain, mild girl was in such agony that she curled up on the hand-hooked rug. Her fists were so tightly clenched they were like the claws of a cat. She threw her head back, and her glossy hair fell over her face like a curtain. She chewed on her lip until her flesh bled. She was being eaten alive by love, and had already lost 30 pounds. Because of this, the aunts seemed to take pity on her, something they rarely did. Though the girl hadn't much money, they gave her the strongest potion they could, with exact instructions on how to make another woman's husband fall in love with her. Then they warned her that what was done could never be undone, and so she must be sure. "I'm sure," the girl said in her calm, beautiful voice, and the aunts must have been satisfied, because they gave her the heart of a dove, set on one of their best saucers, the kind with the blue willows and the river of tears. Sally and Jillian sat on the back stairs in the dark, their knees touching, their feet dirty and bare. They were shivering, but still they grinned at each other and whispered right along with the aunts a charm they knew well enough to recite in their sleep. "My lover's heart will feel this pin, and his devotion I will win. There'll be no way for him to rest nor sleep until he comes to me to speak. Only when he loves me best will he find peace, and with peace, rest." Jillian made little stabbing motions, which is what the girl was to do to the dove's heart when she repeated these words for 7 nights in a row before she went to bed.